Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex for customer service, returning a call back to this number. How can I help you today?
Oh, yes, I'm calling. I had ordered a KitchenAid and it never came through.
Can I have the zip code to better assist you?
06811.
06811.
Correct.
First and last name?
Fran Hood.
Fran Hood, correct?
Yes.
Okay, one moment, please. And can you verify the email for me, Ms. Hood?
s.m.hood1@frontier.com.
Thank you. One second. My system has been moving slow all day, so I do apologize for the wait. I'm still here, ma'am. One second. My system is just turning. Okay, so but you never received the order because what you paid for was a chance to win the kitchen set, not that you actually had won it. You paid for a sweepstakes entry.
That's not what the advertisement stated.
That is what is in the terms and conditions.
I don't believe
and you
that
already
was
called
what...
in and canceled the account.
Right, I canceled the account and I had a conversation. They were going to credit me partial credit, and they said that the bank had to call them. The bank has been trying to call to get in touch with somebody, and they are not getting anybody to return their call.
Well, we're 24 hours, 7 days a week, so I'm not sure why they wouldn't get anyone.
Well, I mean, it's a bank. And so what they said that could happen is if I could – because the problem is that you can never get anybody when you call. I've never gotten anybody to answer my call. I have to leave a message. So if the bank has to do that, they may not be able to. Does it show? I don't know how you would show that, but what they're asking me to do is to come in to their bank and do a conference call. But they've said that they've never had to call a bank or a supplier or a vendor to give a credit for the merchant for the merchandise.
Well, yes, that is a fact that they would have to give us a call. I do see that in the notes. So, yes, they will have to give us a call. If your bank said you think you can come in and do a conference call with them, then that's great. While you're there, you all can give us
right,
a call.
But the thing is that I need to get in touch with somebody when I go into the bank. I'm going to schedule an appointment with the bank, and then somebody's going to have to be available at your company to answer that phone.
Again, ma'am, we're 24 hours, 7 days a week, so someone is always available. I can't
no,
tell
not.
You, I can't control our call volume because we are a third-party call center for thousands of different companies worldwide. But
okay.
We are 24/7, 7 days a week.
Can I call you at a certain time tomorrow?
I'll be here.
How
we're 24 hours, 7 days a week, ma'am. I don't really know. I can't really give you a set time on when you can call or whenever to call because we're 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Well, but the, so put yourself in my shoes. What can I do? If the
you
bank
can go
is
have that
call
conference call.
But I'm saying the conference call, if I go in to the bank tomorrow and meet with the manager of the bank, how am I, and I call up and I have to leave my telephone number, they're not going to wait all day. I've waited 5 hours now from the time that I put a call
The bank
in.
Can leave their telephone number as well, can also receive a call back if there's any possibility
but
that for
the
some reason you don't get through.
The bank's not open 24/7. They close, the bank closes at 3 o'clock. And that's Eastern Standard Time. You're in California or Nevada, wherever you are.
We're in California,
so,
ma'am. Again, I'm not really sure. I understand that you're frustrated, but I'm not really sure what you're wanting us to do. We're 24 hours,
you're
7 days a week.
You're telling me that you cannot give me a credit to my debit card until you hear from the bank. They're telling me they've never had to do this in the past. Why do they have to do this? Why can't you just credit me? I'm your customer.
Because you started the dispute with the bank. So therefore, since you filed that dispute, we would need to speak with the bank before going any further.
I didn't file
that is
any
now
dispute.
A come. Okay.
I have not filed any dispute with them.
So that is what you told our representatives on the 12th, on the 2nd of this month, is that you were filing the dispute.
And I canceled it. I started out doing it, and then once I spoke with Joy, and Joy said, well, we can't wait till the dispute is completed, the investigation. You have to let us know if you want this credit right away. So I said, well, then I will not go forward with the bank, and I will just work with you to get the credit. And then I called back, and I didn't get Joy, of course. I got somebody else to say, we need to hear from the bank. And the bank is saying they've never heard of this before. And then I've asked to speak with a manager. I can't get any. I am so frustrated because I cannot hear. Nobody's giving me any information on your end. So I'm trying to get this thing resolved.
One moment, please. I'm about to get you transferred over to a supervisor so that they can better assist you.
And what is the supervisor's name?
Not sure, ma'am. It depends on whoever's available. One moment, please.
Ridiculous. I've spoken with so many people here at this place. The bank, no, because they have to go, they're not getting an answer from them. They have to call this company, and the company's not calling them back.